For the last 13 years, thousands of massive vehicles, like the MRAP, have been a critical piece of equipment for coalition forces throughout Afghanistan. But there are other pieces of smaller equipment, like computers used by coalition forces, that have also played a significant role in the mission here in Afghanistan. As the drawdown continues, these items, also known as non-rolling stock, will serve as coalition forces elsewhere. The 401st Army Field Support Brigade, in addition to coordinating the movement of rolling stock out of the country, manages the turn-in and redistribution of non-rolling stock. D.D. Neal, Wholesale Responsible Officer for the 401st AFSB, gives us some details on the turn-in process.
Once the paperwork is checked out, that's the go for the unit to go ahead and unload the equipment and bring it to the warehouse and start laying it out on the table so we can start the turn-in process.
00261.
What we're looking at, we want to make sure the paperwork matches equipment, and we also want to make sure the serial number that they're saying is actually on their books. That's what they're turning into us today.
Numerous items, such as handheld radios, thermal sights, and generators, are turned in by troops on a daily basis. These items are then inspected to ensure each item is serviceable. Tamiko Friend, Theater Wholesale Accountable Officer for the 401st AFSB, tells us why managing the items is important.
The equipment that's being received, that is properly accounted for, so we can export it back to the depots in support of retrograde, reset, and sustaining the Army for the next mission.
After the items are inspected, they are shipped to other locations around the world as a Resolute Support mission unfolds. Reporting from Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan, I'm Sergeant Rodney Roldan.